This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Tuesday. We're going to talk about first aid. Not in a way you think, just hang with me. We're going to talk about religious schools, refugee crises. Chris, we figured out what the plural of that was once. Crises, that's right. I went to community college. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin with the FBI stuff quickly, because I've already made this point. I don't need to keep making it over and over and over again. They're freaking out about the idea of Kash Patel becoming the next FBI director. And they're freaking out because for the longest time, the FBI has been the enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. That's why you have communist after communist like Jake Sullivan running to CNN saying things like
President-elect Trump's nominees, let him speak for his own rationale. What I will say is how the Biden administration has approached the position of FBI director. We inherited Director Chris Wray, who has done a very good job in the role, from President-elect Trump, who appointed him to a 10-year term. And what makes the FBI director different from most other nominees is they're not just appointed for one term of a president. They're appointed for enough time to last past two terms of a president because they're supposed to be insulated from politics. President Biden scrupulously adhered to that longstanding bipartisan tradition. And for
President Biden scrupulously adhered to that tradition because Christopher Wray has done exactly what the communists wanted from the second Donald Trump very foolishly put him in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation at the advice of Chris Christie, a decision Donald Trump, to his credit, publicly laments to this day. Happy he says that. And also, you should understand, because you're going to hear a lot of this 10-year term. They serve a 10-year term. It's a 10-year term. That is to put a limit. You should know that's to put a limit on how long they sit there. That is put there specifically to avoid having a J. Edgar Hoover type who presides over the secret police agency amassing secrets, blackmail things on people, and power for himself over the course of a 20, 30-year career. 10 years is not the bare minimum, it's the maximum. It's the limit, because they didn't want FBI directors to be in D.C. having all that power for that long. That said, the reason they're so upset Donald Trump is going to bounce Christopher Wray and replace him with Kash Patel is because these people use the FBI, and the FBI has allowed itself to be used as the enforcement arm of communism in America. They intimidate. The video we're going to get you. Look, I'm going to say something to you. You're going to think I'm crazy. You think you loathe the FBI now? And you do, very clearly. This was also on CNN.
If you look here, FBI is doing an excellent or good job. Look at this time trend line. You go back to 2014, right? It was 59% of Americans. Then 57% in 2019, 50% in 2022. Look at where we are today. My goodness gracious, just 41% of Americans think the FBI is doing an excellent or good job. That is by far the lowest number this century. The bottom line is, during the Trump administration, obviously, there were the investigations into Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You saw a little bit of drop then. And then post January 6th, look at that drop, 50%, now 41%. My goodness gracious, Capo.
You already are learning to hate the FBI. I'm learning to hate the FBI. Well, I'm already there, but you should know when Donald Trump takes over, these people rifled through his wife's underwear drawer. This is public information now. They rifled through his wife's underwear drawer after they raided his home. If someone rifled through my wife's underwear drawer, I'd break their fingers. Obviously, breaking their fingers is not an option for Donald Trump. Donald Trump and the person he puts in charge of the FBI, they are going to expose things at the FBI and make things public. You think you dislike them now? You love them now compared to how you're going to feel 6 months or a year from now. Because think about this. This is a secret state police agency. It's the Cheka. It's the Stasi already. They're already doing wildly illegal things all over the place. But they only show us the bare minimum. They show us what they're absolutely positively forced to show us and nothing else. Remember that fat old man with the cane they gunned down in Utah? Could have taken him peacefully anytime. You know there's body cam footage of that, right? Haven't seen it, have you? Neither have I. Why do you think that is? Remember that guy who blew up an RV downtown Nashville? Almost forgot about that story, didn't you? Came and went in about 24 hours. Just freaking disappeared like a fart in the wind. What do you think happened there? What do you think has happened? Remember, do you remember one of the January 6th guys? My friend Nick Searcy did a great movie on the January 6th guys. And one of the guys he interviewed about the January 6th political protesters, the guy, he had a second camera on his front door. And by the grace of God, he did, because the FBI, as just a matter of policy, they cover up or disable the Ring camera at the entryway of people. Now, why do you think they would eliminate any recordings of what they're doing? This guy proved it in his second camera. This dude was a nonviolent offender, has never hurt anybody in his life. You see a group of armed up thugs storming into his home as if they're acquiring Pablo Escobar. And these are the briefest, tiniest windows. It's as if we're in a blimp. We're in the Goodyear blimp. And we're looking down over a city. We're up over New York City. We're over the Empire State Building. And to look down on the city, they've given us one of those toilet paper rolls, and you have to close one eye and look down. And you're looking, and you're thinking, wow, that's New York City. No, 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 no. You've seen a tiny portion of New York City. We're about to see so much, it's going to fill you with white-hot rage. Remember, look, we make a big hubbub about the FBI infiltrating churches. Remember how we found out about that? We found out about that because a whistleblower, a brave whistleblower, came forward with a piece of paper that he pulled out of a stack of papers from the FBI's Richmond field office. The piece of paper revealed the FBI's intention to infiltrate the Catholic Church to look, of course, for those violent domestic extremists, those people who maybe think marriage is between a man and a woman. The Cheka was coming after those churches. The only reason we even know about it is one whistleblower brought us one piece of paper. How many other pieces of paper are out there? How much video is out there? Oh, that's an excellent point, Chris. Gretchen Whitmer. The FBI planned, funded, and coordinated a fake assassination and kidnapping plot against her. That's why the guys who allegedly did it keep getting sprung scot-free, because as the trials go on, juries are mortified that the FBI concocted the entire thing and dragged in a couple poor saps into their plan. They actually gave the guy the explosives they arrested him for being in possession of explosives. And these, again, this is a teeny, tiny window. These are the people who, even in front of the House and the Senate, when asked questions they don't want to answer every single question with, well, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. You know I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Well, I'm going to have to get back to you on that, but as you know, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. This is a secret state police agency that holds in unbelievable, a frightening amount of power in this country. The American people are waking up to how evil it is. And when you see the left-wing freak out, well, FBI directors are supposed to serve 10 years, just know the people, the evil people who run the system, they are deathly afraid at someone getting into the FBI and exposing these things. And are we going to see everything? Absolutely not. But we're going to see so much more than we already know, and it's going to be frightening. All right, let's get to some emails. Hey, Jesse. My 9-year-old nephew has questions about what happened on 9/11. Who did it and why? I'd like to buy him a book on the subject for Christmas. I looked. I can't find one that explains much about the who and why. I'm impressed with how read you are and your knowledge of history. Me too. Can you please help me with recommendations? You know the Tunnel to Towers, on top of taking care of widows and orphans and paying off their mortgages and things like that, you know that Tunnel to Towers, they educate, they actually have an education program for kids so they can get that. They do this in schools across the country. They will go and show up and they will teach kids, because those of us who lived it will always remember, but if you're young, you don't know. You're not expected to know. They'll teach kids about what happened, why it happened, who did it. That is your one-stop shop if you're looking for resources. And this is why I support them. T2T.org. Go there. I guarantee you'll find what you need. T2T.org. And while you're there, sign up to give them $11 a month. That's how they pay off mortgages for Gold Star families. That's how they educate the next generation. T2T.org. First aid, next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. He can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Yeah, on the FBI stuff. Remember, they've just gotten used to a certain way of doing things for the longest time, as secret state police agencies do. Remember when Ted Cruz was going after him with the January 6th stuff? And nobody goes after these people like Cruz. It's a little long. I might even let it play in its entirety. But listen, this is the kind of stuff that someone has to get in there and stop.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, on the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals is Mr. Epps, identifying, offering cash rewards for information leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later...
Okay, Chris, cut it off. I can't take Ted leaning away from the microphone. It's the volume changes are too much for me. Everyone understands what I'm saying. There are going to be things that get exposed, and they're deadly, deadly afraid of those things. All right, now let's talk about first aid. No, I'm not going to teach you how to do first aid. But that's kind of the point of what we're going to talk about here. There's a headline from Not the Bee. 11-year-old Girl Scout uses CPR training to save dad after a heart attack. Friggin' wonderful, right? Well, Veda Karawan is her name. I wanted to make sure I went ahead and give her a shout out. This has nothing to do with really her. And I really wanted to make this story about me, as you know. So I've had something on my mind lately. And I don't know, maybe it will tug at you. Maybe it won't. But it tugged at me. I have been negligent with my family in first aid training. Now, obviously, I have had first aid training, the Heimlich maneuver and CPR and things like that, and stopping the bleeding and stuff like that. But a lot of that stuff is old, and I certainly don't practice that stuff regularly. And I am embarrassed to tell you, I'm just baring my soul for you right here. I am embarrassed to tell you that my sons have had virtually none. And the reason I'm telling you this is I feel the need to make a public commitment to you. It is, what is the date today? It is December 3rd, 2024. By December 3rd, 2025, the four people in the Kelly family will have gone through, look, it's just going to be a Saturday or something like that, a day of first aid training. That stuff, there are more stories out there of kids or just, I saw a wonderful picture. It's a famous story. It's from years ago of a lineman. Guy was working on power lines, grabs the wrong line, zaps himself. I think they call it the kiss of life. It's a famous picture. You can go look it up. But the guy was, a fellow lineman climbed up there, and this dude was out, as you can imagine. He's lucky he's not dead. But this fellow lineman, until the paramedics could get there, was doing CPR on this guy as he's basically hanging upside down. You see it, Chris? Okay, you see it. The kiss of life. It's on there. It was another thing. I feel like God is telling me that I need to do CPR training, and my family does too. I am positive. Maybe you're sitting there thinking you're not made of money. I shouldn't say I'm positive. I'm fairly certain that fire departments in your area oftentimes offer these classes for free. I'm not telling you you need to go become a surgeon or sink a bunch of money into something. I know people aren't made of money, and I know people aren't made of time. I certainly don't have endless time either with the kids and the sports and the practices. I'm right there with you. But yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. Something so everyone will learn the basics on keeping someone alive until the paramedics show up. And especially dudes, look, the ladies will be easier to talk into this. They tend to be more sensible about these kinds of things. For dudes, when we think about this stuff, we think about guns and ammo, don't we? Hey, are you carrying? If I ask what you're carrying, you're going to tell me what kind of weapon, aren't you? I would tell you that. I would tell you what kind of weapon. What do you have for first aid on your body? I don't carry a single thing for first aid. Not one. Oh, believe me, I'm armed to the teeth. You want to have a gunfight? Maybe even pull out some knives? Let's dance. I can't so much as patch up a little scrape. And that needs to change. That needs to change. I, 1 year from now, hopefully it won't take a year, I am committing right now, I am going to get my family first aid training. And frankly, I'm ashamed I haven't already. So, I don't even know why I said that to you. Probably just because I know you'll hold me accountable for it. We are getting first aid training. Chris, Corey, you two should probably do it too, because we all know someone's going to shoot me in this studio at some point in time. There we go. Kellys are doing first aid. Now let's talk about Satan being in schools. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember, Angola is not a city.
You know, with you and Angola, a vibrant city. not the city. The city, I know.
Okay. All right, quit. Before we get to emails and this voicemail and some other things, there's a story out of Cleveland that the Satanic Temple is beginning a religious program in an Ohio elementary school. And I'm not gonna go into the story. It's local and they'll get it worked out. But I just want to remind you that people have all kinds of different beliefs. And what you believe is your business. But don't ever, ever think there's such a thing as a non-religious school. Really any kind of institution that is not a thing that exists. That's a thing people want to exist, but it cannot happen. Human beings, all of us, every one of us, the atheists, the pagans, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, all of us have a belief system. Yeah, the atheists do too. Communists most definitely do as well. Human beings, we do believe. We believe in a higher calling. Maybe you're a filthy communist who believes your higher calling is the revolution.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Maybe you believe in Jesus, but you do believe in something. And the school you send your child to, they are going to push your child towards a religion. The idea that there's a non-religious school is ludicrous. Your child's school will have a religion. You better pick the one you want. Trust me on that. Now, speaking of which, I brought this up earlier, and I just think it's so sad. It's being used to dunk on communist women, and that's fine. You know I'm fine doing that. That's always a good time, but it really is sad. There are women, multiple at this point, who are sterilizing themselves. Well, here's a headline from Breitbart. Liberal women are undergoing sterilization and blaming Trump. As I said before, what the Democrat Party and the media has done to mentally ill young women in this country is criminal. These women were already unbalanced, most of them on medication, and Democrats ran a years-long campaign telling them that without abortion, they would die and that Donald Trump was going to have them killed. And maybe all these things are ridiculous to you, and hopefully they are, but there are people out there who believe this crap. And this is why you have people trying to murder Donald Trump. This is why you have women sterilizing themselves. This is why this endless apocalyptic rhetoric that is used on the dumbest, most insane people is effective in getting them to do things. And it is so wrong. So wrong. Weakness for food, Jesse. Should marshmallow Jell-O salad be classified as a felony on Thanksgiving? Everyone knows it's horrible and should never appear at the family holiday dessert table. Am I wrong? Listen, this is why in your life, everyone needs a jerk. You need a jerk of some kind in your life. Everyone needs one. Someone who will tell you the cold, hard, unvarnished truth, even when you don't want to believe it. If you want evidence of why you need a jerk in your life, look at the Thanksgiving table. I remember as a child looking at the Thanksgiving table and being mortified at having to try to put together some kind of a meal with the Jell-O salad and the what, Chris? What were you saying? What? See, Chris said, just don't have it. That's the kind of lazy, soft, weak approach that got us where we are. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, who made the marshmallow Jell-O salad, she made the salad. And if you don't eat it, this is not a human being who gets it. If she was a get it person, she wouldn't have made it to begin with. If you don't buck up and man up and let her know that it sucks and that's why no one ate it, then she'll simply think people forgot. Maybe they filled up on the stuffing first. That's why everyone needs a jerk. In fact, look at the Thanksgiving table, as I was just pointing out. You can see how many meals. I'm not even going to go off on turkey. Maybe you love turkey. I'm not going to do that again. Let's set turkey aside. And let's talk about the dog crap sides. Your green bean casserole sucks. That marshmallow fruit crap sucks. Cranberry sauce is okay. I mean, I'll give you okay. But Nobody ingests any one of these sides at any point in the year. I'm just thinking about the Thanksgiving table right now. And that sucks, and that sucks, and that sucks, and that sucks. But how does that happen? How do all these sucky things come together for one big meal, which is supposed to be the big celebration meal? How does it happen? A long line of people without a jerk in their life. Everybody needs that one guy. You know what? Maybe if we get fired, which we all know is very likely to happen, if we get fired, maybe that's the next career. Chris, Corey, listen, talk to Chris about this. What we'll do, we'll set this up as a service for people because this happens to be what I'm great at. I'll hire myself out. I'll hire my services out, and family members can anonymously hire me. And I will show up at your house on Thanksgiving. I don't know anybody there. I'll show up at your house on Thanksgiving once the table is all laid out. And I'll just have everybody stand by. And I'll just point to everything. And I'll just tell them, look, I don't know what you call that. I don't know who made that. But you should be friggin' ashamed. That's disgusting. Nobody wants that. You see this dessert? Nobody wants that fruitcake. Okay? At least the pumpkin pie is defensible. Nobody wants your garbage fruitcake. I could do this for people. I can. What, Chris? I can be the jerk in people's lives. I'm born for this, Chris. Absolutely born for this. Let's go to the voicemails.
Yo, Jesse, in some countries, they cut off a hand for stealing. Congress needs to pass a law that we cut off a foot if you're here illegally. I promise you, you will not spend a dollar on a wall. You don't have to ask Mexico for help. If you pass that law, people will not come here illegally. I guarantee it. If they do, they will only do it once.
Okay. Seems like we're doing pretty well here. Let's go to the emails. Jesse, you and Glenn are the only two I listen to now. You're the only ones describing how our problems go much deeper than politics. You pointed out what even Rush never did. Our founders left us the greatest blueprint for society in Earth's history, but it will only work for people who are mostly moral. Please keep describing how morality begins in the house. Well, look, we have to try to go to the root of all problems. We touched on this a little bit about BRICS. You know, BRICS, that alternate currency to the dollar. China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, all these countries, Brazil. They're trying to create an alternate to the dollar so the world doesn't use the dollar as the reserve currency anymore. And Trump, understandably, doesn't want this. I don't want this. You shouldn't want this. We get away with a lot because the world uses the dollar. And so Trump's talking about, hey, there's going to be a penalty for this. I'll put a tariff on this. You have to stop doing BRICS. All that stuff's fine. I'm not complaining about any of that. But that doesn't go to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is, here at home, we spend such an outrageous amount of money that we have devalued the dollar. And as the value of the dollar goes down, you make something like BRICS, it may not be BRICS, it may just be gold or whatever, you make something like BRICS inevitable. You can try to address the headache, but you got to get to the brain tumor. Put your tariffs on them and threaten them. Eventually, the world will move on from our dollar if we don't address the printing and spending at home. We must get to the root of all of our problems. All right, let's talk about the UN warning about refugees in some emails. Next.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. But we are going to return tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day after that. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And we'll read some emails. Do a bunch of emails here in just a second. First of all, the UN is warning of a worsening refugee crisis in 2025. Just a reminder to you that the United Nations, really headquarters for globalism, they live and die for refugee crisis because it allows them to do what they've wanted to do forever, bring in barbarians from all over the world to destroy the civilized nations, which gets them more money and power. It's a central part of their plan. They always claim it's a refugee crisis. Also, before we get back to the emails, you know, I was harping earlier on Biden and Republicans bragging all the time about all the money they're handing to other countries.
No, that's the right thing for the wealthiest nation in the world to do. And today, I'm announcing over $1 billion in new humanitarian support for Africans displaced from homes by historic droughts and food insecurity.
Democrats seem to have it worse than Republicans, though, because at least Republicans, some do care, but at least many pretend to care. Democrats pulled something on social media today. They caught so much heat for it, they had to delete it. The House Ways and Means Committee, it's an extremely powerful committee in the House of Representatives. I had somebody tell me once it was the most powerful committee in the House of Representatives. And the Democrats House Ways and Means Committee, they have a social media account. Somebody put something up about how there's record air travel and holiday shopping this year. The Ways and Means Democrats got on there and commented, and here we were thinking y'all couldn't afford eggs. You just got wiped out in an election, in part because the American people are starting to pick up on the fact that you don't give a crap about them at all, and they don't. The truth just keeps coming out of them. They simply don't. Oh, and did you hear Trump told Trudeau that Canada might be the 51st state?
We are told that when Trudeau told President-elect Trump that new tariffs would kill the Canadian economy, Trump joked to him that if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state and Trudeau could become its governor.
You know what Trudeau really needs is a male vitality stack. Have you seen how he sits all effeminate like that? He even does the leg crossing thing. Guys, listen to me. Listen, you can't cross your legs like that. If you're going to cross your legs, you know what you have to do? You have to take like the ankle and drape it over your thigh. When you take the leg and you drape it over thigh on thigh, everyone's looking at you and they're all thinking,
why are you gay?
Everybody, every single person. And Justin Trudeau thinks he sits like that all the time. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how much better Canada would be if Justin Trudeau got some testosterone? A male vitality stack. Look, we have, I'm not judging you, Canada. Most of our politicians need it too. We all need it, for Pete's sake. T levels are in free fall. Get a male vitality stack. All natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. Take it for 90 days. Promise me, if you don't feel better, you'll cancel your subscription. But you won't. Nobody does. And it won't take 90 days. It didn't for me. Take it and watch your whole life get better. Your mind, your energy, everything. Your mood. You ready to be in a better mood? You realize that's chemical, right? Go to choq.com. It's Christmas special time on all subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. They even add a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. Go! Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, I just wanted to let you know that I've joined the Countertop Ice Maker Club, my only Black Friday purchase. I feel so classy and posh. Thanks for introducing us all to the good things in life. That's true wealth right there. Countertop Ice Maker is how you know you've really, really made it. Gosh, I love mine so freaking much. Jesse, I'm preparing food for my family, enjoying listening to your show. Until this morning when I found out Chris thinks food from Wisconsin is awful. What on earth is wrong with this guy? How can you employ such an ignorant person? Look, I ask myself that every single day, lady. All right, Jesse, how long before Chris takes over the reins? We all know he's the unseen talent in the studio. Who's this idiot? Ha ha, I digress. My question, with the recent legalization of drugs in blue states, it appears the commies are trying to add happy and stupid strategy of control over the masses, so on and so forth, right out of A Brave New World. Well, look, a dumbed down population, an unmotivated population, is obviously a gift to tyrants, always has been. No amount of tyranny, no amount of control can overcome a population of people who want to be free, strong, sharp people who want to be free. No tyrant can overcome that. And no people can overcome a tyrant if the people are listless and lazy and worthless. That's just a fact.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Oh, gosh, I can't get away without this. Jamal Bowman's back. He's on the news.
Don't stop at Hunter Biden.
Thank you.
Pardon the 40 people who are on death row right now to get them off of death row, number one. Number two, pardon the 3,000 people who are in federal jail for trumped up marijuana charges. Pardon them as well so they can get back to their communities and contribute to their economies.
We do need him back in Congress. Good call, Chris.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Carrier USS Abraham Lincoln is now in the South China Sea. They better be real careful over there. That thing might just kill 600,000 people for no reason whatsoever. Developing countries face record foreign debt costs, according to the World Bank. Yes, that record foreign debt tends to happen when all these countries decide to shut down their economies for a virus with a 0.01 mortality rate. Single house race stands between Republicans and a one-seat majority. There was so much garbage going on in this election. It was stopped at the presidential level. Apparently, it wasn't at the House level, that we are going to clean sweep all these counties across the country and end up with the tiniest majority in the House. This is a long way of saying there will not absolutely be any laws passed that are any good during Trump's 4 years. It will not happen. We don't have the numbers. The best you can hope for is good executive orders and no laws. Incoming borders are promises, investigations into the UN, NGOs, and involvement in Biden's border crisis. Yes, that's Tom Homan, and we all can bow our heads and say a thanks to God that he is there. Israel threatens to, quote, penetrate deeper into Lebanon if the ceasefire collapses. Lebanon is going to be in serious pain if Israel penetrates any deeper. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.